listeners, welcome to A Cup of Joe podcast, where we are diving into different perspectives on life, sprinkling some love and appreciation to those around us, and giving you guys a chance to share your thoughts and ideas on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. So sit back, relax, and let me fill up your cup.
This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Come on. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Talk about it. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to A Cup of Joe podcast. I am your lovely host, the one, the only, come on, the one that the Lord took his time on, Jesus, come on, the one that Pierre and Luna brought into this world, ha, 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 the one that the people say, that girl is that girl, come on. My name is Giovanni J. Smith, but you can call me Joe, and some of y'all are here for the first time. I welcome you here to A Cup of Joe podcast, where we are a family, come on, like a giant tree rooted in the ground, nutrients, come on. And for those who are tuning back and y'all are just like, praise God, she's back. She's back, everyone. I am back. Now, I took a little hiatus because if you forgot, I moved to another country, baby. I moved to France for the year. And so I was trying to get all of my, get my bearings together, okay? Because some things have been going, a lot of great things, and I am so happy to invite you guys into the journey. Now, a couple of things before we get into our sprinkle of excellence. Of course, you know I love me a good sprinkle of excellence. Before we get into that, I know that when the last episode was in February, and so I was going to do a Blickety Black History Month series, as well as talk about my France journey, all of the things. And so I have robbed the people. I have robbed the people of a good time. And so let me be the first to apologize. Okay. I have robbed y'all of a good time. Let me apologize because I was not trying to cut out Black History Month, but we are going to do Black History Month. We will do a series on Black History Month starting today. Well, not today, the next week. But we are going to get into that. We are also going to get to our friends' adventures, what has been going on, why I decided to come here, what has been hard, what has been high, some funny stories, what is going on. You guys are going to get the whole entire scoop. I know I've been behind of what's been going on. There's been a lot going on in pop culture, whatever. So we're going to get into that as well. But I am so happy to be back. Let me just give a shout out to those who have just been rocking with me from the beginning. The people who have been rocking with me from the beginning, y'all are my OGs. And I think I've been telling Bernie this, that like, I really need to figure out a gift or something to give to the people, whether it's a mug, whether it's a t-shirt, something. I don't know. I need to figure out something to really bless y'all with, because y'all really be blessing me by holding me down. And I really, truly, truly appreciate it. Like, you all have no idea. Y'all really keep me going, because this is hard. Doing a podcast is hard. Okay. It's hard. The girl is tired. Sometimes she don't know what she be doing. Sometimes I just be being. Okay. Also, someone did ask me this on Instagram, DM'd me. Shout out to the people who be really sending me emails and DMing me, because y'all are really top tier. Y'all are truly top tier. But someone did DM me, and they're like, when they found out that I was moving to France, they did ask like, so what about Bernie? Y'all, you just gonna leave Bernie high and dry? Okay, please. I know the people care about Bernie. Bernie is fine. Bernie is still a part of the pod. It's him and I. Come on. It's him and I. We are the team until we build this team out. It's just, it's Bernie and I. We out here doing it, okay? Bernie is still part of the podcast, everybody. Please do not fret. Do not be alarmed. Do not be discouraged. The man of God is still out here. He is out here doing man of God things, okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, the man of God. So he is still there. What else? Like, there's just so much I want to catch up with y'all. And so this episode is going to be a catch up. I'm going to also transition to us into my French adventures, but it is a catch up. We're going to get into it, y'all. You all are in for a treat because the next coming episodes, or this week, you will be getting 3 episodes, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then the month of May. We'll be back to our regular schedule where you get an episode on Monday, you get an episode on Friday. And then, you know, maybe in the middle, I'll just throw in a video on Instagram and YouTube. Y'all, YouTubing is hard. I know some of y'all are just like, girl, please. No, it is. Okay. When you got a full-time job, when you're doing other stuff, extracurricular activities, trying to, you know, you mind your business, drink your water, eat, you know, take your vitamins. It's a lot to add through. Okay. And I just want to say, sidebar, the girl is taking her vitamins, okay? She is taking her vitamins and she's drinking her water because the skin, everybody, my skin, the chocolate layer is really thriving out here, okay? She's thriving. The water is watering. The vitamins is vitamining, okay? Like, it's the nutrients are seeping into this chocolatey skin and it's doing what it needs to do. And I love it. I love it. So if you are somebody who's just like, girl, I don't even take vitamins, start with something, start with a malt tea, start with the vitamin C, start with the vitamin D, something. And if you're just like, Joe, I can't afford vitamins, start with water. Water is free, babes. Okay. Water is free. All right. Drink the wads. Okay. Drink the water. All right. It's doing what it needs to do. And so I just really have to put people on game because people are out here buying these skincares, which don't get me wrong, a skincare routine is very important, as well as making sure you wash your face because people don't be out here washing their face and it's actually disturbing. Anyways, but yes, people be wanting to have all these expensive face wash creams or whatever. And it's good to wash your face and have a face routine. And it's also good to drink your water and also take your vitamins and mind your business, because some people just don't know how to keep themselves out of people's business. Like, what do you need? Oh my gosh. We're going to talk about that because I could go on a whole rant about that. Mind your biz, please. I'm going to do an episode about that. Minding your biz, because what are we doing? Oh, geez. Anyways, let's get into a sprinkle of excellence, everybody. And you're probably wondering, what is a sprinkle of excellence, Joe? It is when we are uplifting, highlighting people who are doing great things in their community. And I am so happy to say that my sprinkle of excellence for today is Dawn Staley. Now, some of y'all are just like, who is Dawn Staley? Coach Dawn Staley. She is the head coach, the head women's basketball coach for University of South Carolina. And they just won a national championship. This is her third championship, but she is iconic. She is an iconic woman. She is a disciplined woman. She loves women. She loves women's basketball. She loves young people. She loves instilling, and she loves the Lord. And so I just have to give props where props is due. Dawn Staley is a class act. She is chef's kiss. This woman is amazing. And so please, please, please put your fingers together as if you were sprinkling. As if you were sprinkling. Y'all, as if you were sprinkling some powdered sugar on a funnel cake. Hot. Fresh off that grill. Fresh off that grease. Just powdered sugar. Oh, love it. Oh, just love it. Give it up for Dawn Staley. She's iconic. She's amazing. Y'all, as much as it be tearing up my stomach, I love me some funnel cakes. At the carnival, it's greasy. It's not healthy, But let me tell you something. When I go to a little carnival or go to the fair, I'm getting me a funnel cake. Extra sugar, extra powdered sugar. Okay. Extra. So we thank God that I don't be going to the fair like that all the time. Because them funnel cakes be tearing me up. It is too sweet and it is not good. It's too greasy, but it be good though. I be tearing it up. Mouth be watering all. My God. Okay, let's do a catch up. Let's do a catch up. Okay, so a couple of things. Actually, let me just go straight into the biz. Like, y'all are just like, girl, we caught up. We've got social media. The things are thinging. We all caught up. So back in February, I moved to France. Just a little catch up. I moved to France and some of y'all are just thinking, like, why did you move to France? I honestly moved to France because I had the opportunity to work wherever I can. And so I basically asked my supervisor, would it be feasible? He's like, yes. And I really wanted to put myself out of my own comfort zone. And so I chose what I thought would be the hardest language to learn, in my opinion, as well as just a different place that kind of set me up. And so I chose the south of France. And so a lot of people, even people that I have met on a day-to-day basis, going to the grocery store, having small conversation, have asked me the same question. Why did you not move to Paris? Why didn't you go to Montpellier, Bordeaux? And I'm in Toulouse, by the way. And my thing was like, it would have been too easy. It would have been too easy for me to move to these places. And so I'm living in the south of France in a city called Toulouse. There's not many English speakers. I don't know anybody. And so I am basically starting this from scratch. And so my first 2 weeks, if I have to be honest, y'all, was hell on earth for me. I think I cried a lot within my first 2 weeks. Because it was just very jarring and different. I have a hard time, I have a hard time like learning the language or whatnot. It's very difficult. Thank God for my tutor. My gosh, she is A1, day one. She is amazing. But I am fully immersing myself into a culture that I am not familiar with. And so from learning how to, go to the grocery store, learning where to find things, finding friends, finding a routine and group, I think the biggest part for me was it just was a huge culture shock. It really threw me for a loop and it was out of my comfort zone. Now, let me tell y'all something, okay? When you say stuff out loud, like, let me tell you something. When you say stuff out loud and you're like, oh, I want to do this, and the Lord be hearing it and he be taking it, like, y'all need to be careful about what you be saying out here, okay? Because the Lord be picking it up and making it happen, okay? So when I was like, ooh, I want to do this. I want to be outside of my comfort zone. The Lord's like, okay, bless it. Let's do it. Because that is exactly what has been happening. I have been out of my comfort zone ever since. And so this episode for me has been, this episode is really just talking about what does it look like for me to be outside of my comfort zone? And I hope that this will serve as an encouragement for people who are taking big steps, big decisions, small decisions, whether that's buying a new computer, whether that's buying a new car or making a decision to move to another city, buy a house, move to another neighborhood. It doesn't matter if it's big or small, but it is anything that you feel like is out of your comfort zone. And so for me, one of the biggest things making this move that that I have realized is that I love control. Baby, I love me some control. Me and control, okay? Me and her, we're the besties for resties, okay? She is not Miss Westy, okay? Me and control, we are tight. I like to be in control. And so moving within my first 2 weeks, I really wanted to know how things were going to be. I wanted to be well-versed in where I was going. I wanted to be well-versed in what was happening, what needed to happen. And I mean, honestly, it may sound very silly of me to say this, but I really wanted to step into France and like have a full download of French and know what I was talking about and know what I was doing and ask the people and That was it. So basically, I was trying to rush an entire process within 2 weeks. Same thing. I wanted to find friends very quickly. I wanted things to happen my way. And so what I have recognized is that in the process of coming into a new season in my life, specifically one that is very uncomfortable, I needed to learn to, one, to let go of control, and two, to know that I'm not in control, and three, to have grace for myself. And so that was a hard lesson for me, and still very much a hard lesson for me within the first few weeks of coming into France. And so that has been a highlight. That has been a high and a low at the same time for me. And so I'm not sure what you are doing, whoever is listening, you may be stepping into something that is very uncomfortable or requires you to step out of your comfort zone. And I would just encourage you, one, to let go of control. And maybe that is hard. Like, I physically have to unclench my hands and to verbally say, I'm not in control, and that's okay. The Lord still got me. I don't know what I'm doing, and that's okay. I said buenos dias when I meant to say bonjour. You know, it's okay. Like, we are A-okay. It is okay. Like, you are going to sound like, these are things that I have to continue to say to myself, right? I spent the first week not talking to anybody in the country because I thought I sounded dumb when I was speaking French. And so somebody had to remind me, it's like, it's okay. At least you're trying. Like, at least you're trying. Some people don't even try. And so a lot of that is knowing that I have no control of how, you know, I have no control right now of the outcomes, but I can make an effort. And so that has been a journey, y'all. Like, I'm telling you, it's been a journey. It's still a journey. And there are moments where I still feel uncomfortable in the midst of all of this. So just wanted to put that out there. Another thing, I will tell y'all a funny story. This was probably my second week, and I was in the store and I was looking for yogurt specifically. I really wanted some yogurt. And I ended up, you know, going up and down, and I took out my phone, got Google Translate, and I just typed in, like, where can I find your yogurt? And this guy at the grocery store, I went up to the man, said what I needed to say, and I was not prepared for the follow-up. Like, I said what I needed to say, and then he just went on and started talking. I was like, okay. Smile, 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 blink, blink, blink. That's literally what's going on in my mind. And so I'm following him to the aisle where I can find yogurt. And he basically points, he's like, okay, here you go. And I just did not, you know, when you do stuff in your head and you don't realize it come out. And my behind in front of this man was like, purr. And he looked at me and was like, okay, like, just nodded his, like, just got so red in the face. And I was so embarrassed because, one, I did not mean that. I did not mean it to come out. Number two, I was just excited I found yogurt. And number three, I did it in front of somebody who, like, a complete stranger. So this is my life. I just be embarrassing myself. But the man just smiled and was like, have a good day. I was like, okay. Mortified. Got out of the grocery store quick. And I am pleased to say that I have not been to that grocery store since, because I am fully embarrassed. So there you have it, everyone. Oh yeah, there you have it. Okay, y'all. Okay. I have to come back. Embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Embarrassing, I tell you. Embarrassing, but you know, Why not? Everybody, you know, at least he smiled. So there you have it. He smiled. Before I wrap this episode up, I have something I really need to say this because I want people to know that I am a Haitian American. Shout out to the Zoes. My family is from Haiti, all of it. And although Creole and French may sound the same, may sound familiar, similar, all the things, they are not the same. Okay. This is like Haiti and France are two different places. Creole and French are two different languages. Just like an orange and toilet paper, two different things. They are not the same. Okay. And so I've had a lot of people who have asked, and graciously, I want to say, like, people have been so kind and have asked, like, oh, well, since don't you know French, since you know Creole? It's like, no, I actually don't. I actually don't, because those are two different languages. So just want to put that on notice for people. Those, you know, those are two different languages, two different places, lots of history. We'll get into that later. Lots of history, but yeah, two different places. Now, next week, we are going to get into, not next week, our next episode, we're going to get into the start of Black history, of course, because I owe y'all that. We're going to get into Black history. And then I'm going to also share with you 10 lessons that I have learned as an American living overseas. All right, y'all. I mean, guys, I'm just so excited. I don't know if you hear it in my voice. I don't know if you could see my smile. I am so happy and excited. I'm happy that y'all listen. I'm happy that y'all be rocking with me. I can't wait, because it only gets better from here. It can only get better. So stay tuned. My girl, you know, my name is Joe. I am your homegirl. I am your cheerleader. I'm your girl. And I'm always here to fill up your cup. Peace. Well, my good friends, that is a wrap for me. Stay blessed, not stressed, clean, but don't be mean. I am your girl, Joe, always ready to fill up your cup. Peace.